Organizers of the opening meeting of Zimbabwe's Organ for National Healing, Reconciliation, and Integration decided to postpone the gathering indefinitely because of disruption by several hundred uninvited delegates. Each of the three political parties in Zimbabwe's power-sharing government reportedly were to send 60 delegates to the meeting. They were to discuss the reconciliation process and return to their home districts to inform their constituents of the procedures. The power-sharing agreement that led to the creation of Zimbabwe's unity government last year calls for reconciliation as part of a series of steps leading to a new constitution and national elections. The accord followed months of negotiations after controversial and sometimes violent elections 2 years ago. Under the accord, leaders of the two factions of the former opposition Movement for Democratic Change, Morgan Tsvangirai and Arthur Mutambara, became prime minister and deputy prime minister in the government of President Robert Mugabe. The government-owned Sunday Mail newspaper reported nearly 500 supporters of Mr. Mugabe's ZANU-PF party entered the hall and began singing revolutionary songs when asked to leave. The spokesman for Mutambara's group, Edwin Mushoriwa, blamed ZANU-PF for the disruption.
This was a well-planned, well-orchestrated program of action. And in the eyes on the interests of ZANU-PF, they decided that probably it is to their best interest to disrupt the proceedings.
A delegate from Mr. Tsvangirai's party, Ellen Manyere, also blamed ZANU-PF.
ZANU-PF is not sincere and is not candid in this national healing process, and it will take a mammoth task for some of us in ZANU-PF to actually sit down in a forum and come up with something amicable for the benefit of the Zimbabwe nation.
The chairman of the meeting, Vice President John Nkomo of ZANU-PF, tried to calm the disruptive participants, but eventually adjourned the meeting indefinitely. Last year, the first attempt to launch a conference on the new Zimbabwean constitution was disrupted in similar fashion. It only convened after intervention by the leaders of the three parties. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Johannesburg.